about 0.5%. Out of California, we've told you about three cities filing for bankruptcy in less than 2 weeks. Now a group of retirees are suing the city of Stockton to keep their medical benefits. Good luck with that. And Governor Brown has a plan to save the state more than $400 million by furloughing union workers. But the unions aren't letting that one go by without a fight. So how bad will it get for the Golden State? More bankruptcies? And will cities start to default on their municipal bond obligations? That's what I'm worried about. All right, we're going to bring in Tim Kavanaugh, Reason.com managing editor. Tim, you're a longtime California resident. You going to fix this mess? No, I'm just kidding. It is a huge mess, though. I mean, do you think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better?
Probably. I mean, at the state level, there is not any serious effort to kind of solve what's at the root of these problems, which is the pension that you alluded to just a minute ago. Jerry Brown, the governor of California, has a plan that is not serious enough, but it is at least a plan to try and rein in the pension crisis, change some ways that things get calculated and how much the taxpayers are on the hook to pay for government employees' pensions. But his own party, the Democrats, who control everything in California, except the weather, which remains nice, they can't get anything.
It does seem like it's falling apart at the seams there. And is it that it's coming to a head finally, or are we just sort of now paying attention to it?
We're now paying attention to it. I mean, it's the old being hanged in the morning concentrates the mind. We have big cities. And, you know, I was on Fox Business a couple times last year to talk with Charlie Gasparino. He was right that in 2010 we didn't see a wave of municipal bankruptcies, but I mean, it's getting serious. And as of just a couple of weeks ago, there were still people saying, oh, you know, now that Stockton, California has declared bankruptcy, which is a big town. I mean, these are not small cities. These are among the biggest cities in California. That's not going to spark anything new. Now we have San Bernardino, another large city. Vallejo was a large city. And, you know, it's happening first in California because a lot of things happen first in California.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But it's a problem everywhere.
I mean, the reason why we focus on this is because this is a problem that's happening around the country. And what we see happening in California is really just the beginning of what could happen everywhere else. What I wonder is, so California has $167 billion in municipal bond obligations. Do they default? Do they miss payments? Are we leading to that? Or is that sort of the last thing that they stop paying on?
It's probably not the last thing that they stop paying on. It varies from city to city. I mean, Stockton, at first, the smart money was saying, when Stockton declared bankruptcy a few weeks back, that you know their bondholders were in good shape. Now, one of their biggest bondholders is looking to try and legally stop the city from doing this bankruptcy out of concern that they're going to, the city is going to get out of its bond payments to them.
Yeah.
In addition to which, you have a state, and I don't want to blame everything on one party because there's a lot of people guilty, but you have a state where the Democrats and the unions really control everything, and they have already been passing laws in California to try and make it harder for cities to declare bankruptcy, and or make sure that when a city does declare bankruptcy, it doesn't get out of its pension
obligations. But I want to follow this bond thread. So you think that, is it possible down the line that these cities that we're hearing declare bankruptcy will stop making their bond payments? And then what is sort of the extension of that? I mean, a lot of pension and investment funds are invested in munis. So is there a bigger tidal wave coming? I mean, this is what Meredith Whitney was talking about a long time ago.
Right, and you're going to see it, it becomes sort of self-fulfilling because you're also going to see the pension funds, CalPERS, which is the biggest investor on Wall Street and the second biggest supplier of health care in the United States. That's the California Public Employee Retirement System. They're invested in the bond market, too. So you're going to see this sort of, cyclical thing where the cities start defaulting on their bonds. That hurts the pension funds, and then the pension funds continue to need more taxpayer assistance, causing more financial hardship for the cities.
Right.
So, yes, there is a good possibility
of
that happening.
The irony here, the pensions are involved on another level. This time they're really getting hit if the cities don't make those payments. So it's just an interesting full circle type thing. We're going to have to stay on top of it. Tim Kavanaugh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.